The referee did not screw Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels certainly did not screw Bret Hart. Nor did Vince McMahon screw Bret Hart. I truly believe that Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart.
G'day, g'day, wrestling fans. How's it going? Welcome back to The Screwjob, a podcast in which we rant, rave, bitch, moan, complain, and sponsor our shitty movies regarding the WWE. I am the People's Champion, David Young. With me, as always, my co-host, the world's most dangerous man, Chris Young.
Hello!
Hello! Now, we watched Elimination Chamber on Monday morning, didn't we?
Yeah, didn't want to, but I did.
And I think that kind of resounding air of indifference has really stuck with us, hasn't it?
Yeah.
This was a fairly unremarkable pay-per-view. Apart from a couple of twists, really a poor go-home pay-per-view prior to WrestleMania, I thought. This barely even counts as a footnote on the road to WrestleMania, in my humble opinion.
This is just fucking so a discarded Coke can on the road.
Yeah, that we're kind of just kicking along the way.
It happened.
Yeah, all right. You know,
we'll who gives a shit, man?
Kick us along for a while.
It was fucking dumb. Hated it.
Well, we did have a couple of cool things that happened, but we will cross that bridge when we get to it. All right, let's open up the Elimination Chamber for 2013.
Sierra Hotel, India. Echo Lima, Delta.
Opening the pay-per-view was the World Heavyweight title match in which Big Show got yet another rematch against the reigning defending World Heavyweight Champion, Alberto Del Rio. I liked this one a little bit more than I liked their Royal Rumble match, but considering that was a fairly unremarkable affair in itself, I don't think that's saying too much. This feud is stale, and I'm glad that it's presumably ended here. I really don't know what much more they could have done with these guys, to be totally honest. I would have liked to have seen maybe an upset and maybe Show getting back the title, but in my heart of hearts, I knew that just wasn't going to happen. Still, had a bit of, you know, good back and forth, David and Goliath sort of stuff. Bit of a piss poor ending, really. To make Big Show tap out, you know. I know it's supposed to be like this huge, like, oh my god, look how strong Alberto is, but it didn't really make Alberto look strong as so much as it made the Big Show look really, really weak. You know what I mean? They've kind of just really pussied him out a little bit. And I'm just like, come on, you're 500 pounds, you're 8 feet tall. Fuck everything up. You know, that's what you were designed to do. It's quite literally in your nature. Why you wouldn't go for something like that is beyond me.
I don't know what they're going to do with him now.
Who, Alberto or Show?
Show. Alberto's got shit. He's got shit to do.
Yeah,
Show, just trying to think, could they give him a mid-card title? He's like, no.
They've already done that.
Yeah, they already did that and was awful. Could you put him in a tag team, maybe? Who would you have tag with him? Who are his buddies? Who does he butt around with?
He doesn't really butt around with anyone.
Are there any heels that are kind of boring?
A lot more than you'd think.
Maybe he could team with Mark Henry.
Yeah?
They had beef before, but, like, maybe they're just like, let's be on the same page. Let's just go fucking kill dudes. And they're, like, they have some, like, team name about them being giants or colossal or something. Something like collateral damage or some shit. I don't know. And, yeah, but the good thing about this match is that it was the end. It was the end,
yeah.
Because they were having a number one contender match later in the night, which we'll talk about. And the result of that means a fresh pairing for WrestleMania.
That's exactly right.
Which is really nice. They did it last year as well with Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, the first time they'd wrestled as well. Not for a year or so. They had interactions for the United States title.
Yeah, that's correct.
But it was relatively fresh in the scheme of things. The year before that wasn't so much. We had Edge and Del Rio. That was a pretty tried and tired formula.
But you know, it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
It was a great match for Edge to end on.
I don't think he should have won, though. That was just my beef with it. But, yeah, we can not talk about that, because that was fucking 3 years ago almost.
Yeah, we're moving on into the future.
That's
we're moving
crazy.
On
it was 3 years ago.
How great is it how far Alberto Del Rio has come in that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I've always loved Alberto Del Rio, as people might know. I'm pretty much a fucking mark for that guy.
Do you think he's really settled into his face character
I think
now?
His face character's great. I don't think The Miz is that great as a face, who we'll talk about next. Yeah, I think it's been really good, actually, for him as a character, because he was just getting so stale.
No, I agree.
Like, he got stale after his first year. Like, there was only so much time where he could say Destiny and Pendejo and other things with his mouth. And, you know, I thought it was really good that he successfully turned heel. Successfully turned face. Yeah, I think his character is really interesting. I think his interactions with Ricardo are really good. I like that he's, like, speaking Spanglish in his promos. It's like, it's a tried and tested formula with Rey Mysterio, who did it all the time. And got really
Eddie did it a bit too.
He did it a lot. And, like, they just love it. It's like, oh, look at him. He's brown and cultured. But, yeah, it's cool that he openly apologized for being a dick as well. It's just stock standard heel to face stuff, but it's just really nice. Like, and Ricardo's a great wrestler too. So I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoy that the feud's over. I'm not sure what they're going to do with The Big Show. I think Alberto Del Rio's great, and it'll be good to see him open WrestleMania.
I think that about settles it, really.
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
Next up, the United States title was on the line. In one of the, another fairly unremarkable contest, we saw Antonio Cesaro successfully retain his title against The Miz via disqualification after Miz landed a low blow. Fuck, they pick and choose, don't they? They really do pick and choose when a low blow is worth a disqualification. What a piss weak ending. These two are fantastic athletes that could have a match that ends with a bang. Instead, it ended with a whimper. Probably Cesaro whimpering over his balls, but a whimper nonetheless. This needs serious work. We're dealing with two of the best young guys in the company. Cesaro is killing it. Cesaro is really being pushed as one of their most formidable, dangerous, and engaging heels. But if they're going to continually sideline him with bullshit, then I just don't see the point. I just get really, really annoyed when they treat people like Cesaro like this, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's really hard for me to continually go, no, guys, just give him a sec. You know, he's really good because he has shit matches on pay-per-view, or he'll have, like, matches in the dark match. Like, he'll be the dark match or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's really trying quite hard to be the man who Cody Rhodes is the United States title, for all intents and purposes. But they just keep fucking it up. And the only thing I can see happening here is they build up to a WrestleMania match, these two.
Mm-hmm.
And because The Miz, last time he was at WrestleMania, he was WWE champion. Like he was, he's a former WWE champion at WrestleMania. He defended his title. Did he wrestle last year? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't think he did. Just the fact that it's like, oh, I'm coming back to WrestleMania. Last time I was at WrestleMania, I was WWE champion. Now I'm going to try and win the United States title. And just like the fact that Miz is comparing the United States title, thinks it's as prestigious as the WWE title. Like, they could work that angle and be like,
oh,
Cesaro hasn't beaten a former world champion before. Like, he hasn't, he can't beat Sheamus, or he can't beat so-and-so. Like,
I like where that's headed. That's something that can really lift the game.
Yeah, and if you put Cesaro over, then he just looks fucking great. If you put Miz over, then he looks great too. And Cesaro's going to look great regardless. But if you put Miz over at WrestleMania, then it's like, oh, the American finally beat, you know, the European guy, and it's like USA, and they'll get really cheap pops from it and stuff like that. And I just think it'll be really interesting to see what goes down at WrestleMania, because that is the only logical thing I can see happening here.
There's plenty of potential. There is plenty of ideas able to circulate between the two.
Just don't put it on first. Don't put it on, like, on the dark shirt. That's what I meant by first.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put these guys.
That is reserved for battle royals.
That could be the next Antonio shirt. Don't put me in the dark.
That should be his catchphrase. Yeah.
So put me in the dark. On the back, it's ellipsis.
Match.
I like this. I like where this is headed.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
It's time for the Elimination Chamber. Chris Jericho. For the most experienced Elimination Chamber wrestler, he sure knew how to put on a fucking show for these guys. He really, really worked what is probably going to be his last match with the company prior to WrestleMania. As you all know, he's coming to Australia to tour with Fozzy. So I'm not sure when we're going to see this guy again properly. But for what it's worth, great effort here. Really, really fun. Daniel Bryan, you know, I believe his first Elimination Chamber? No? Second? Yeah, his second Elimination Chamber, Matt.
They were talking about it. Mm. They were like, oh, he won last year in his first try.
Yeah, that's right. Daniel Bryan, who won the Elimination Chamber last year, putting in a highlight-worthy, sadly, brief entrance in the Elimination Chamber. The first guy out, but thankfully he still managed to put in a good effort. Kane was all over the place. Kane had some good moments as well. Mark Henry, what a beast. In my opinion, the MVP of this match. Sure, he didn't win, but he sure as fuck made an impact. And that speaks volumes about what's going to happen when he heads to WrestleMania. Randy, pretty much there just to make up the numbers. A fairly unremarkable effort. And last, but by all means not least, the winner of the Elimination Chamber for 2013 with a first-class ticket to WrestleMania, the All-American, Jack Swagger. With a brand new redneck in his corner, this motherfucker came in and showed us all what's what. With a sneaky-ass victory, we now have a number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. If Swagger wins, we're going to have him as the world champion for the first time in about 3 years. What goes around comes around. We're finally going to get him the push that he deserves. This was a great comeback to kick off 2013 with, and I'm really excited to see where he goes from here. I'm not so sure about the gimmick. It's leaving me a little uneasy. Like, JBL was already doing this stuff a while back, and they got a fuck ton of complaints about that. Let's see how they work it, especially considering he's about to head into a program with Alberto Del Rio. I probably should have seen this coming as soon as I saw he was going to start doing a racist gimmick. But I guess it never crossed my mind properly. This is huge. This is really cool. This is really interesting. Let's see how it plays out. Overall, pretty decent, some good highlights. Not the best Elimination Chamber by a mile, but a good way to spend half an hour. Now, Chris, before you get into your verdict, who are your favourites in this match? Who did you like?
Actually, I really enjoyed Randy Orton. I thought it's the best I'd seen Randy Orton in so long.
Really?
I think just the people who he was wrestling with, they just bring the best out of him. Like, Jericho brings great qualities out of him. Kane brings lots of good qualities out of him. Daniel Bryan brings qualities out of everyone they didn't even know they had.
Oh, sure.
Mark Henry is pretty okay. And Swagger, you know, he's just such a talent. And, like, they just all work together. I think they all deserve MVP because they worked quite well together.
How fucking good is it to have Mark Henry back?
It's pretty great, I'm not going to lie. But now, in my verdict, I think it was really good. Like, Swagger got a really sneaky heel win. And, like you said, I'm not sure about the gimmick either. I refuse to listen to Zeb Coulter every time he opens his mouth. I mute the television or I leave the room.
And that's only happened twice so far.
Mm.
Imagine how much we're going to have to do that over the next few weeks on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't actually intend on listening to him once because every time he goes on television, I'm going to turn it off. because it just doesn't, I don't want to hear it. Like, I it's like, cool, you're being racist, you're being a heel, but I just don't enjoy listening to it, so I'm not going to.
It's completely irrelevant to the 2013 program, to the mold. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's just, they're just trying to take the piss out of the Tea Party. Because, like, people like Rush Limbaugh and stuff have, like, openly supported this gimmick. And that's really strange. I think it's just, and it's all, it might just be like a big marketing play to get people to watch the wrestling.
Oh, look, the guy's being racist on the wrestling show. Let's maybe take a look.
We should have a look at that. But yeah, I think it's dumb and I don't want to hear it. I'm glad that Jack Swagger's finally getting some recognition, and I like that he's finally got a serious gimmick. He's not being like a fucking goofy fucking dickhead patriot. He's being like a serious, more like stern kind of extreme right guy. And I honestly, I don't appreciate it and I don't like it at all, but I'm glad that Jack Swagger is getting somewhere.
Yeah, if it's a means to an end, I suppose.
Yeah, if that's how they're going to get him over, then just fucking do it and get it over with.
Well, Swagger is headed to WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. So deal with it.
Get her done.
India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
Let me tell you something about John Cena, Sheamus, and Ryback. They all drive around split-screen combis with Magic Happens stickers on the back. Right next to their little My Family stickers. They all drive around being all hunky-dory thinking, oh, everything's great. The Shield come over, fucking tip over the bands, rip off the stickers, fucking throw the entire car off a cliff and scream as they go down, magic doesn't happen, bitch! The Shield are the people who are raining on the parade of every face in the WWE. And they fucking proved it right here in this amazing six-man tag team match. In what was supposed to be such an obvious win for the good guys, the Shield came out of nowhere and fucking destroyed once again. If they keep up this undefeated streak, who knows where they could go? I'm really, really excited about this. As I've mentioned several times, ever since they debuted, the Shield are, apart from maybe CM Punk, the most exciting thing about professional wrestling right now. They are so dangerous, so exciting, and so fun to watch. They're just defying every convention. I don't know what creative has in store for these guys on the road to WrestleMania, but I have no doubts we're going to see something really, really big. Chris, your thoughts on the match?
I really liked it. I thought, yeah, like you said, I thought it was going to be a really obvious win for Team Superheroes.
Yeah.
But like they did that same spot that they were going to do on Raw, except like Sheamus wasn't there. Like, yeah. They did their finishing moves at the same time.
We should point out why Sheamus wasn't there. Because he got knocked the fuck out by Roman Reigns. Boom! Spear right through the barrier. Gorgeous.
Suck my dick.
Rhino, eat your heart out. That's all I can say.
He's big and he's Samoan and he's better than you. Oh. But yeah, like they did that same spot that they did at on Raw, but then yeah. Reigns was just like, nope, and just fucked everyone up. Like fucking speared Ryback and then like held John Cena down as he was trying to break up the pin. And Rollins got the pin on Ryback, and that was cool. Because Rollins is kind of like the underachiever of the group, which I've said before. He'll be the first one to turn face. It was a really good match, and it's really good just to keep the Shield strong because they just didn't win anything pretty much on the build-up. Like, they'll occasionally come in and beat the shit out of some guy, and then all three of them will fly down and beat the crap out of him, or they'll lurk away and just made them look really weak on television. They come into their own when they wrestle, though, when they have legitimate matches. And you know what? What I'd like to see next with the Shield, this is kind of a theme with my wrap-ups here. Like, it was just what's next.
Yeah, sure.
But I would really like to.
We're on the road to WrestleMania.
I would like to see them take the titles off Hell No, and okay. Defend it Freebird style.
Yeah, you've mentioned this angle. I see it as a possibility. I'm not sure or they're ready to do it just yet, considering they've got them in a lot of kind of main event focus. But the potential is definitely there.
I would like to see Ryback wrestle the Shield in a gauntlet, and that could possibly happen. That'd be nice, a nice idea for WrestleMania. Sheamus will probably be busy with something. John Cena's obviously got The Rock, so they can't reunite the good guys again. But what I would like to see is maybe like The Miz winning against Cesaro, and then Miz Hell No versus The Shield in a winner take all, and The Shield getting titles. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I don't know how they dole out the titles between them and The Shield. Maybe they defend the United States title freeway style. But, yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, there's plenty to work on here. All I can say is that The Shield are better than you. You. And especially you.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Alright, speed round. Dolph Ziggler came out, had a bit of a whinge. Booker was just like, hey man, you're facing Kofi. No. Dolph.
Won.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Caitlin had a match against Tamina Snuka for the Divas title.
She also won.
Yeah, fairly unremarkable, really.
Boring.
Considering I like all four of these guys and girls, and I expected a lot more, but, you know, both were under 5 minutes. Just a bit of extra padding. Probably time for toilet breaks and popcorn grabs or whatever.
Because they fucked up their schedule and had like an hour and a half left after the Shield match. And so they were like, oh, Kofi and Dolph. Dolph, cut a promo. Take your time.
Mm.
Let fucking big dude talk.
Well, on that note, you know, this podcast is probably running a bit under time. How about we play Caitlin's theme song for 5 minutes? Took on CM Punk in a match that was probably on par with the Royal Rumble match. In saying that, not great, not huge, not interesting. We already knew what was going to happen. For the love of God, The Rock's movie was one of the major sponsors of the pay-per-view. It's just like, gee, I wonder who's going to win this one. I wonder who's going to WrestleMania. I mean, fucking really? This has to stop. This whole...
Give things to Dwayne thing.
Like, it was fun. Like, I was originally thinking, oh, you know, The Rock could really work as WWE Champion. It could be, you know, a great way to break things up for CM Punk, you know? They could have some awesome matches. But apart from looking like a fucking incredible physical specimen, The Rock is doing absolutely nothing for me. Not in the ring. Not on the mic. The people's champion, the person I'm named after for this fucking show,
can go get fucked.
Is pretty much dying. The people's ass is being well and truly kissed here, and it's not fair.
I don't like it, and I said that before.
Yeah, like, pretty much everything that we said about The Rock and CM Punk at the Royal Rumble can basically be transferred to this pay-per-view.
I don't think I've ever said it's dumb that many times in my life. Or did I say it's stupid? What was the one that I kept saying?
You were definitely saying it was dumb.
Yeah,
You were furious from my recollection.
It's so stupid. Like, we can get into it in the State of the Union if you want, but I just, like, it's just so dumb. And, like, I know people who travelled, like, from Australia to go to Miami because John Cena versus The Rock was happening. It was definitely not going to happen again. How do you think they feel about this shit happening again? How do you think just the ordinary everyday fan feels about this shit happening again?
Well, like I said, I think the angle that they're going to go for is they are going to turn it into a triple threat. Rock, Punk, and Cena, because there is a lot of momentum between the three. And triple threat main event WrestleManias have totally worked in the past. Let's not forget one of my favorite WrestleMania matches of all time, WrestleMania 20. Chris Benoit, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. Spectacular match.
It was very good. Oh, I'm sorry, you mean Steven Richards, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Steven Richards wrestled Shawn Michaels and Triple H and won the World Heavyweight title. Well, actually, it disappeared and then returned when Randy Orton found it. But yeah,
they really are putting a chokehold on all mentions of Chris Benoit, aren't they?
I'm sorry, who? Chris Benoit? And you say his name was Chris Benoit?
I love that Hypno Vince meme that's going around. It's incredible. Chris Benoit never existed.
Oh, buddy. CM Punk's doing stuff too. He's around.
Yeah.
He had a really good match.
And he's finally at the position where he wants to be as, you know, the most talked about wrestler in the world. And at this stage, he has nothing to show for it.
Except shit fans.
Going into WrestleMania. Dude. Give me CM Punk fans over The Rock fans any day.
No, they're the same people. They just don't realize it yet.
I'm genuinely concerned that some of The Rock's fans are actually mentally retarded.
I'm dead serious when I say that The Rock's fans are the same people as CM Punk's fans, but they're just cut because CM Punk lost to The Rock. And, like, the same people who fucking cheered The Rock in Miami are the same people who are booing him now. They are just fickle pieces of shit who don't actually care about the product. And I mean that. Because no matter how much we think The Rock is dumb for coming back, it's fucking good for business.
Yeah, we've established
What did they sell out last pay-per-view? They sold out this pay-per-view too. And hell, fucking WrestleMania 29 is close to a sellout as well. Dude, you know why? Because of The Rock.
Yeah, dude, they sold out SmackDown because The Rock was going to be there.
Yeah, fucking SmackDown.
Rock's show.
They have had trouble. What is? Because the SmackDown was always a Rock word.
Yeah, totally. But how do you think The Rock feels coming back and being like, SmackDown is the B show now.
Yeah, like they had so much trouble even getting people to come to SmackDown. Like, they had a SmackDown where the attendance numbers was about 2,000. Mm. Like, I think Impact got more people to a show than SmackDown.
It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable.
And they barricaded half the arena. Half of the arena they closed off and made people sit on the camera side. Do you know how fucked that is?
That's really messed up.
And the fact that The Rock can sell out SmackDown means he is good for business. It's not a question of, oh, he has to be good for business. He is. It's not he might be. He is really good for business. Yeah. But
there was no
need to take the title off CM Punk.
It doesn't feel like giving the title to a wrestler anymore. This literally feels like it has about the same credibility as David Arquette being WCW.
Oh, dude, I feel pretty much the same way about that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really dumb, and dumb, it's stupid, it's dumb, it's stupid, okay. It's fucking stupid, it's dumb. And also, if you complain, you're an asshole. So there's me contradicting myself a lot.
Well, but I don't care.
Because it's true. I was an asshole to think that it was a bad idea to give The Rock the world title. Even though I said it at the start of this thing. It's true. It was, like, not so much a good idea to give him the title, but it was a good idea to bring him back.
Yeah.
Because he motherfucker fucking sweats buy rates. He pisses buy rates.
Yeah.
Like,
that's basically it, isn't it?
SummerSlam this year is probably going to be like The Rock versus Brock 2, and everyone is going to fucking die trying to get into the Staples Centers. Like the tickets will sell out in 3 seconds, and they'll just everyone.
Oh, man, if they do Rock Brock 2, I will be there.
Rock Brock, dude.
I will literally abandon everything I own to see Rock Brock.
Go to SummerSlam the year they do Rock Brock.
Oh, dude,
I think it's
going to
be this year.
Yeah, why the hell not, dude? SummerSlam is my favorite pay per view. Let's do it.
He's committed, like, Rocky's committed to WrestleMania 30. And that is official. But whether or not he's committed to anything in between...
Oh, I thought you said till, and I was just like, wow, really?
No, he's committed to WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, that's good.
But...
that's what we need.
Whether he stays around in between is unclear. He has movies to shoot, because he's very important and very busy, which means he's dropping the title to John Cena at WrestleMania, unless they're just going to leave it on him and then try and bring the World Heavyweight title to some sort of importance. But like, hey, we only have you now. Can we kind of have that back in SmackDown? It'll be like, oh, no.
No, we kind of own this.
Just like that. That's how they'll say it. They'll think about it and just, no.
I think SmackDown is the premier show now.
Do you reckon there's guys like just around who are like full on, like how TNA fans are so vigilant about their product being better when it's not? But do you think there's people out there who are like fucking vigilant about like, no, SmackDown. SmackDown's the best show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's always going to be contrarians. There's always going to be contrarians.
Like, what are your reasons for believing that? I was like, yeah, I'm really a fan of recaps, and Booker T is flawless on the mic.
He's like, oh, God, really?
I really enjoy it.
In the words of Booker, tell me you did not just say that.
You gotta be kidding me.
Here we go, baby. Alright, we're a bit off track at the
moment. Yeah, but we were doing really well, so I wanted to off track a little.
Oh, you're the worst. But in summary, The Rock and Punk is unremarkable. However, The Rock, Cena and Punk, that's a different ballgame entirely. That has the potential to be all time.
Two's company, three would be rad.
It would, indeed. So, I'm really hoping that that is the move that they pull for WrestleMania 29.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
And on that note, that is 1, 2, 3 from us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again to listen to our ravings under the stars in regards to the WWE. Appreciated as always. If you'd like to get in contact with us, please check us out on Podomatic. You can go to thescrewjob.podomatic.com. You can find our RSS feed and all of our other episodes. Of course, you can find us on iTunes. Just type Screwjob into iTunes and work your way from there. Of course, if you can, leave a rating or a review. Let us know what you think of the podcast. That would be fucking great. Would really help with our rankings. We are on Gmail, so screwjobpodcast@gmail.com.
Also running that Twitter game.
Yeah, at the Screwjob. So there are plenty of ways to be in touch with this podcast.
Follow our personal accounts because we tweet off them more often.
Yes, we do tweet off them.
You'll find them in the, like, if you go on at the Screwjob, it's like in the bio. Yes, so his is right. Like underscore carnivus, which is like a silver sun pickups record.
That's correct.
Mine's by Gold King, which is by normal GAWD King. Like it's just a thing that JR probably said once. I don't fucking know. It just sounds cool.
It sounds like a JR.
It voice. Does.
So, you know.
I should change my thing to take that JR.
Take that JR. Something like that. That would be perfect. But yes, you know, Twitter, iTunes, Podomatic, Gmail. We're all over the place. We are the Screwjob. We are the Screwjob of justice.
We are dads.
Pretty much. So until the next time that you hear our voices, my name's David.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! How many times have I had to tell you guys? Anything you put into that teleprompter, Burgundy will read!
I don't even care. Just the first 7 seconds. That's all you need. You've got a problem. That is the highlight of your Divas division. Yeah. Take me!